Here's a question for you. Did your dad work at Ford's? Did Grandma shop at Hudson's? Do you make grocery runs to Meijer's? A lot of us have that habit of adding a possessive S to the end of a store name or a company name. We got to wondering, is this a Michigan thing? Well, let's find out as we say hello and welcome back to University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan, who co-hosts That's What They Say with Rena Miller here on Michigan Radio. It is always great to talk language with you, Ann.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I know I grew up saying I'm going to Hudson's, even though the huge letters on the outside of the store spelled H-U-D-S-O-N. Was I alone?
You are far from alone. And many, many folks in Michigan think this is a Michigan thing, that this is part of the Michigan dialect, is that if you're from Michigan, you know you're from Michigan if you say Meijer's, if you say Kroger's. And there are people who say it even goes so far as Target's or Kmart's.
Wow. No, I haven't heard Target's.
Right. But Kroger's and Meijer's.
Absolutely.
These are the two you hear a lot. And I went online to look at the complaints, and there are complaints all over the place about people saying, I hate it when people say Kroger's. Now, what's interesting is those complaints when you go online are from people in Michigan, people in Ohio, West Virginia, Buffalo, New York, Missouri, New Jersey.
This is not just a Michigan thing.
It's not. You hear it a lot in Michigan and Ohio, other parts of the Midwest. It appears to be largely a Midwestern thing. But I got to say, it's clearly happening in Virginia, West Virginia. You know, online you found somebody from New York. What's happening here? A little hard to know. The website MichiganNative.com says this goes back to Ford's.
Yes.
That
when
Grandma worked at Ford's. Mm-hmm. Now, certainly that happened, that happened with Ford's. But Ford's is not alone. So think about JCPenney.
JCPenney's. You're right.
That you go to Penny's. Mm-hmm. And I went and looked in online databases, and JCPenney got that name in 1913. I can find instances of Penny's back to the 1940s. So that possessive S was happening early.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was kind of digging around, and I noticed, because I thought about the fact when you see Macy's, it is M-A-C-Y apostrophe S, but it started as, was it the R.H. Macy Company? I wonder if they just said, all right, they're going to add an apostrophe S, put it up there.
Well, Friendly's did that.
Ah.
That Friendly's started as Friendly. It was an ice cream store. It was opened in Massachusetts, 1935. And in 1989, they changed the name to Friendly's because that's what everybody was calling it.
Well, the thing I also was, as I was thinking about it, we hear Dad worked at Ford's or my first job was at Chrysler's, but I don't think we hear GM's. Is the difference centered on the fact that it is a name versus a corporate company name, not a person's name?
I think so. Dennis Preston, who was a professor at Michigan State, wonderful linguist, he's observed that he thinks it's more common with things that are personal names. Mm-hmm. Kroger, becoming Kroger's, Meijer.
Hudson.
Right. And you think about the restaurants we go to, which have the apostrophe S, McDonald's, Wendy's. So you've got a tradition there. You've also got Arby's, Hardee's, things like that. Then we've got Bush's.
Yes.
Where some of us go grocery shopping, got the apostrophe S. Trader Joe's has got the apostrophe S. In other words, you have lots of restaurants, even grocery stores that have the apostrophe S, not entirely surprising that we would add an S to ones that don't have it.
Do you think it's – is it setting up kind of a homier feel, do you think, like Trader Joe's place, Friendly's place?
I think it does because
you – complete it.
Right. You think about local businesses, which often have that Mary Ellen's Cafe. Mm-hmm. And often – people might know Mary Ellen and it's her cafe, that it feels like it's part of your community and it belongs to someone. So I think you're absolutely right that it's more common with things that feel like a name. But again, when I looked online at what people were concerned about, you're not only hearing about Kroger's and Meijer's, you're hearing about Kmart's. There were people complaining about Best Buy's and Red Lobsters.
Now that I have not heard, but I'll file a little complaint. I think I'm gonna play grammar nerd here. One of our leading pizza chains doesn't bother with the apostrophe. Little Caesars. There's no apostrophe at the S. It's just C-A-E-S-A-R-S. And that irks me because Domino's, I believe, puts the apostrophe in there.
I'm actually amazed that McDonald's still has the apostrophe.
Hmm.
There actually has been a movement to get rid of some of the apostrophes, for example, in national parks, things like Pike's Peak. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some of those apostrophes go away.
The way Little Caesars did.
The way Little Caesars did.
Because quite often the other thing happens is people throw an apostrophe in front of the S, which sends me right up the wall.
I know. And I have to say, as a historian of the language, what I love about the apostrophe is I think that we feel like there was some moment in the history of English when everybody knew how to use an apostrophe, and then we're past that moment. But I can tell you, as a historian of the language, that there has never been a moment where everybody agreed about how to use the apostrophe. It has been on the move and used inconsistently throughout its entire history.
Well, it makes me think of a delivery truck across from where I worked some years ago, and it had socks, S-O-C-K, apostrophe S. Shirts, same thing, yeah.
Right, that plural apostrophe S.
Yeah, apostrophe S, okay. So when we hear that, it isn't just a Michigan thing, though. It's just something we do.
It is, but we do it a lot in Michigan. And I have to say, maybe people can just think of it the way you are, which is this just makes it seem friendlier and homier. And it's just like friendly's got an apostrophe S, and maybe some of the other ones will too.
Ann Curzon, co-host That's What They Say, every week with Rena Miller right here on Michigan Radio. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.